Random House Audio presents The World America Made by Robert Kagan. Read for you by Robert Sandine. Introduction. In the Frank Capra classic, It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey gets a chance to see what his world would have looked like had he never been born. It would be nice if we could do the same for the United States, to see what the world would have looked like had the United States not been the preeminent power shaping it for the past six decades, and to imagine what the world might look like if America were to decline, as so many nowadays predict. We take a lot for granted about the way the world looks today: the widespread freedom, the unprecedented global prosperity, even despite the current economic crisis, and the absence of war among great powers. In 1941, there were only a dozen democracies in the world. Today, there are over 100. For four centuries prior to 1950, global gross domestic product, GDP, rose by less than 1% a year. Since 1950, it has risen by an average of 4% a year, and billions of people have been lifted out of poverty. The first half of the 20th century saw the two most destructive wars in the history of mankind, and in prior centuries, war among great powers was almost constant. But for the past 60 years, no great powers have gone to war with one another. Our era is best known for the war that never happened, between the United States and the Soviet Union. There's plenty wrong with our world, of course, but from the perspective of thousands of years of recorded history, in which war, despotism, and poverty have been the norm, and peace, democracy, and prosperity the rare exceptions, our own era.